This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Beer and hot. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is Chris.
All right, Chris, here we go, man. All right, well, let's run over to Venice, Louisiana now. Let's check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to this morning. Hey, Mike, what's up?
I don't know, Mickey. It's summertime over here, I can tell you that.
It is. It's back.
It's back. I mean, but we had that wind yesterday, so that was a big blessing. So,
you didn't get out. A cool breeze.
Yeah, we did.
Good.
Like I said, we rolled back into that marina, and it was miserable.
Yeah, you come in off the water, you know, you get warm out there, and it's not really so bad. But, boy, when you get back to the dock and get on that high ground, wow, it's like an oven.
Absolutely. No, we had a great day yesterday.
Did you?
A lot of people struggled. Yeah, a lot of people struggled, and I think a lot of them just kept that throttle in their hand and done too much running instead of being patient.
Well, it's hard to catch them at 30 and 40 miles an hour.
Yeah. That was me. I mean, I drove by some stuff first thing yesterday morning and said, man, am I driving by some fish or am I being stupid and burning $5 gas?
But, right.
I did wind up having to run a little ways before I kind of figured them out.
Right.
The flounder wasn't no problem. I had 19 flounders by, I don't know, 9 o'clock. So. And then I finally found them redfish. You know, I don't know where these have been hiding at. They was all 6, 7, 8 pounders. And
dang.
In the current. And it was fun.
So. Yeah, buddy.
But it was weird. I had some boys from Atlanta and some from Panama City, and they talked a great game, and they're great guys. I had a blast with them, but they could not set the hook to save your soul. I mean, I'm watching them fish wasn't just thumping it. They was inhaling it. And I'm telling them, I said, you see your line going sideways, everybody? Oh, what are you talking about, Cap? I said, you got a fish on. I mean,
better come tight on that one there, Ace.
they was fishing way too loose, and I probably cut off 7-8 jig heads yesterday that they swallowed. I told the guys at the cleaning station, I said, hey, y'all be careful running your hands up them gills if you're doing that, because there's a lot of jig heads in these fish. it was weird.
I had a crew like that a couple of years ago. I said, man, you know, y'all need to set the hook a little quicker.
Yeah,
well, y'all are wanting to catch and release, but man, we're filling the box up. And this was a catch and release trip. Y'all are killing everything.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
What do you mean set the hook early? I said if you feel anything, immediately set the hook. They're sucking it down. They're inhaling it. And if you'll
right.
set the hook early, you'll hook them in the roof of the mouth or the lips. And
oh, the same thing on them flounders.
Those hooks were so deep, you'd have to have a proctologist fish them out. For
yeah,
you know.
I hear you. It's like on them flounder yesterday. They were the same thing. They finally, one of them would catch one, and I'd net him, and I'd grab the line and pull up on the line, and it'd break off, and I'm going, come on, guys, you got to set the hook. You know, old flounder done sit there and swallowed it, too. So. But it's all fun. I mean, it's that time of year. Water's cooling off, even with the heat. I guess we got to
cool the water. Oh, ours is heating up. Man, our Eagle Point was 88 degrees a while ago when I looked at it.
My highest I saw yesterday was 83, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, and caught a bunch of baby jacks. And so, that tells me them trout are, they're around the corner right there somewhere. Catch a few, you know. But I did notice that Cubic Gap yesterday, I was coming through there and cussing them. Saw them mullet jumping out there. So, I don't know. We'll go out there and look. Big old flat out there. And I eased into them. And I was looking on the machine because I was still in deep enough water. The gap here looks out the boat, and I'm talking about horse mullet, 14, 15 inches long, just massive schools of them. And I said, And I could tell when I was going to them, the water was a little different color because our water is gorgeous.
Right.
And but them old mullet had that water stained up. So, I know them trout ain't far. Them big mullet done pulled in there like that. So.
Yeah.
We shall see. I really need to slow down and check on them is what I need to do because I'm not fishing where generally the trout are going to be in that river.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, rule of thumb's always been that water needs to get below 70 for them to really stack in there. So.
Right.
And I don't see no front in the future that's going to cool us down much. So.
No, we got that front coming next week on Monday, and we're supposed to have real nice cool nighttime temperatures.
Well, that'll help.
Yes, it will. We'll get a little warm during the day, but I kind of like that pattern in the fall.
Yeah.
You know, a little cool morning to start off with and then warm up as the day goes on. That's I just tell you, it's going to be fairly calm. And luckily, that tropical storm, it's going to just curl right over Cuba and go right into Florida.
Yeah, that's what it looked like this morning. So.
That front's what's going to do it for us. That would have
been
Louisiana bound with a hammer down if we hadn't pulled this front at the right time.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. So. No, I don't need
thanks to our friends up north for sending us one at the perfect time.
Absolutely. That was a bunch of us talking about it at the marina yesterday.
Y'all been on red alert for like, 5 years over there?
Yeah.
Goodness.
You know,
here we
go. Time to make hay, and here comes one. That would have been devastating for us if we was getting a major hurricane here at 1st October. Wouldn't have been good.
No, that would have. I'd put a damper on things. That'd have crippled y'all for the fall run.
Yep.
I mean, fishing would have still been good, but you'd have no facilities and can't get customers down there, you know?
Yeah. So, other than that, that's all I know, Mick. Offshore, I know they're taking a whooping on this wind, and they haven't been coming in early like they have been, so.
Right.
You know, I know they're taking a beating out there and having to stay out there trying to catch something.
They still working the shrimp boats mostly for blackfin and stuff like that?
Yeah. It ain't quite that time for them big yellows. It's the same thing. You just need that cooler water. Them fish come up on that shelf to go. You know, them shrimp boats, they're up on the shelf. But, you know, about 300 foot deep in a shrimp boat can shrimp. So, and fish need a little cooler water.
Yeah, they do.
But it's a great. I mean, it feels like fall here, even that it's hot. Because
right.
I mean, that river is just it's just unbelievable what's all in that river. I can't stop nowhere that the crabs are not just swimming around the boat.
Man, yeah. I need to load up my crab traps and come over and go crab.
I know. I'm telling you, there's been some conflicts on the crabbing over here right now.
Is there?
So, oh, yeah. Well, them guys that don't crab year-round, you know, they're hearing about it, and crabs are bringing premium money right now, and they're kind of infringing on everybody.
I had a friend of mine tell me the other day he went to a place, and for the number ones, you know, the grade A's, they're $6 mm-hmm. a piece
yes,
for
sir.
One crab.
One crab.
One crab, $6. Come on, man.
Get you a dozen of them.
Man, I might have to get in the crabbing business.
Oh, I see a lot of guys that have leaving them in the mornings with a crab box on his boat. So, you know, he set it and got him and the customer to check it the next day. So.
Yeah. Yeah, $6
crab
a pop. Man.
Yeah, they don't.
Don't waste any meat on those. Pick them shells clean, baby.
Yeah, you gotta pick them clean.
Cook them right. Make sure that you get all that meat out of those pinchers. Six bucks a pop, buddy.
I think I lost 3 tails yesterday.
Yeah, to crabs. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, that's when you know you got a lot of crabs is when you're catching them on tails, you know, on jigs and stuff.
Yep.
You know you got a bunch of them.
Absolutely. Between them and the flounder, you know, I said to her 2 or 3
times.
Y'all
going to shut her
down
this year. Y'all going to shut her down and save him flounder.
Yeah. Yeah, save them. Well, I'm going to help catch them between now and then. So.
Hey, that's there you go. Get them while they're hot, huh?
Yeah. Talked to a couple of guys that went to that meeting we had down here Wednesday night that I didn't make. They said there might have been 40 people there. 5 minutes into the speech, half of them walked off.
Really?
It was useless. They did not say one thing about how they're going to solve this problem other than going to 15 trout and 13 and a half inches and nothing about the guide. Yeah, nothing about the guide's possession. I'm going, that is so stupid. I don't know who's behind that. That just floors me that they will not stop the guides from keeping their possession.
Well, everything's so political these days. You know, whoever's got the most money and lobbies the most money out there, that's where you just follow the money. That's where that's how everything's determined.
Absolutely. You know, it's just like you got to have a permit now to be on the Louisiana Wildlife Park down here. You know, the duck hunt on it, you've always had to have a permit.
Right.
But now those guys have got to have a permit. Now they come out with a...
Just to fish gotta, there?
Yeah, or even run through it.
Just to run through it, you got to have a permit on the boat.
Yep. Great. And then now they've added to it, you've got to go and get an app on your phone.
Right.
And you got to log in every time you go in, what time you go in, what time you come out. I'm going,
more government intrusion.
What is this all about? I mean,
well.
Oh, Lord. There's probably.
I don't know where we're headed, but the direction we're going ain't good.
No, absolutely. I got a school teacher down here, a kindergarten teacher, come in last night. Teachers in Katy. She went from Targeting Prairie to Katy. And she said, you want to talk about a...
Boy, that's a change.
She said now if they put... She has to put a child in timeout. She has to give him a laptop or a pad, toys, and snacks while he's in timeout.
Boy, that's a great punishment. I'd go get in timeout all the time.
I'd be
in trouble all the time, buddy.
I'd be in a corner every day.
Hey, no dunce caps or sitting in the corner looking at the wall anymore. You get a laptop, iPad, everything. Snacks to boot. Hey,
that's crazy.
That's where we're at, brother. it's a new world.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Mike. Well, hey, I got to run, buddy. if somebody wants to call you about coming over to Venice and fishing with you this fall, give them some info.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web to RJ Hunting and Fishing. And I hope I get to unload my boat today. I just passed one of these bait stands, and there must have been 40 boats there getting wild bait.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, tell that school teacher she might want to go back to Tarkington Prairie.
No kidding.
All right, buddy. See you, man.
Later.
All right. That's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It is 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town. Let's check in with Captain Plog, see what he's up to. Little Rat, my man, what's up?
Yo, Big Daddy, what's up, buddy?
Not a lot, Big Daddy. Oh, yeah. That brings back memories.
Ain't that, that's right, man.
Oh, boy.
Nothing, dude, trying to get out of here, man. I got
trying to find a parking place.
No, I don't know what I'm doing. I got a little trout tournament I take Texas sport fishing guys in every year. So I ought to be really on my game for that.
You looking for some of them 4 or 5 pounders this morning?
4 or 5 pounders. That's
4 or 5 pounders.
You know, 4 or 5 pounders, 28-inch red, about 3-pound flounder, we'll just call it good.
Oh, pass yeah. They're on every street corner. You ought not have any trouble at all.
No, I just pop out of there like it ain't nobody's business to get them.
Hey, do the old Eddie Munster. That's it, buddy. Pop on out.
Popping out. Oh, dude, I'm getting kind of tired. I'll be glad when that front gets here, actually.
Will you?
Yeah.
You know, you ain't getting any younger, man. Me and old Bob Hardy were talking about you yesterday. We don't know how you're still doing what you're doing. That
man, we were
fishing, getting home at night and
we rode to the jetties at 6 o'clock last night.
Oh, well, you got in early last night.
Oh, I just had a little half day trip.
Little half day tarpon trip.
Half day. I see. My total trip count yesterday was probably close to 200 miles.
I had to add it up. Goodness.
Had to add them up, but I tell you, if you want to catch a tarpon right now, get between San Luis Pass and that blue water tire. That's what you need to do.
Hey,
no, I'm telling you.
Box 40, baby. Box 40.
No, you don't even got to go there, man.
You don't even have to box out right now?
Right there between that bridge and that first blue water tire. you're gonna catch one. You're going to catch something.
Yeah.
But the fisher are schooled up. Nothing there. There's fish are just there, just, you know, singles. The fish are where they're at, but they're schools, and if you don't put the boat on top of them, you can, you know, get nothing, zero.
Right.
You put the boat in them, everything you own goes off. We had, man, I think 5 on it one time yesterday.
5 at once?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Man.
I think that's right. Guy throws and he hooks one. And I'm looking at the fish. He's like a blue marlin sitting there windshield washing. Joey's not reeling. He's just looking at the fish. I said, Joey, dude, he's there. Huh? I said, he's there, man.
Get tight.
That's your fish, man. Reel. about that time, he starts reeling, the fish comes tight, goes ballistic, and gives it back to us. I'm like, man, Joey, he was there. And I had a rod in my hand through. Boom, I'm locked up. Here, Joey. He got the full mail. I just hand him the rod. Fish takes off. And then I had three trolling rods go off all at the same time.
Good Lord.
It was going off, man. But that's the deal. If you put the – it's a lot of luck in it. Well, that one, most of it's luck. You got to be where they're at. 90% of it's luck. You get where you intersect the school. And everybody tell you how big-time the tarpon fishermen they are. It's a lot of luck, dude. Now, yesterday – I ran a school, man, almost to the hill bank. I was so far. I said, man, they're not
they
going to
they went that far out in the Gulf?
4 3/4 miles, and I left them alone.
Wow. No,
I'm just kidding about the hill bank deal. But anyway, I went 4 3/4 miles.
I knew what
miles,
you meant.
And I'm like, dude, we had one bite on a trolling rod. I said, they're not going to bite. And I left them, still going, 4 3/4 miles from where I started. So I rode back in there, and I should have never left. They are. And these fish are just spinning. They're just like going nowhere. Most of these fish, when you find them, they look at you one time, and the next time you see them might be Cuba, maybe. and these just sit there, just, you know, they stick their tails up. And I'm like, man, dude, if I can get right there, we're going to get bit. So I kind of got where I thought they were. I don't see them. I said, man, throw. Joey throws, and I see the fish either they're underneath the boat, and, you know, starts going off. My point of that whole story is that was pretty cool because, you know, you did what you did. Most of the time, you better hope they swim by your boat. You just
right.
Close enough to put the trolling rods in them or get a bite.
Yep.
It's really handy because they're just, they're not on feeding, really. I mean, they're on the feed, but they're all just schooled up. So, but like I say, you put, you know, you get a lot of bites, you put the boat right on them. But it got kind of windy yesterday afternoon.
Did it? It picked up on
mm-hmm.
me.
Yeah, we
I
got some
it came up a little bit at my house yesterday afternoon, too. A little sea breeze
is it,
coming
is it blowing
up.
So this morning? It's not too bad this morning, huh?
No, it's nice.
Good, it's nice not. But, yeah, you get between that bridge and that blue water turner from about 27 to about 45 foot. You're going to see them. You're going to see the rest of the city of Houston.
Fixing to ask you how many boats are on this, you know. I heard it's crowded.
If it's got a Boston Whaler and it floats and it's in Galveston County, it's right there. But that's where the fish are at.
Right.
And I can't believe they ain't blew them out. Honestly, I can't.
Unreal.
But we had a good little run, but this is, man, this will be it for me, Mickey. We get that front. I got the real wind Tuesday afternoon is what I got. Now, that's the last time I looked at it. Like, you know, you get a north wind switch Monday, like 10 knots maybe, and then Tuesday I got it. It's a double life jacket day on Tuesday is what I saw.
Northeast?
It looks like north going northeast, yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, everything I'm looking at is saying 10 to 15. Well, that's inland, though.
Yeah, that's on Tuesday you're seeing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got like 15 to 20.
Yeah, that's what I figured. On the coast, it's going to be 15 to 20 easily.
Man, it gets ballistic, too. I look down the road just a little bit, and, you know, buoy weather, you get a little green. Green flags are good. Green flags, you might can go and not turn upside down. Yellow flags, you're probably not going to like it. When the red flag comes up, you better stay inside your house.
Well, I wonder if it has anything to do with that storm going into Florida on Wednesday with the front we get on Monday and Tuesday.
That's you what know, I'm seeing, Mickey. It goes
I,
like
I think those
big
northeast night. Winds are probably going to go real ballistic.
That's what I mean. That's what we've got, and I can't remember if it was Wednesday or Thursday, but it was like, you know, some 30-knot stuff.
Well, it ought to be because I got trips that's coming up this week, so it ought to just really crank.
Oh, you know, that's how that always works.
It always
hey, this
works
water's
out.
Nice. That northeast wind and that 88-degree water, you want to talk about some chocolate milk water, dude. It's going to be terrible.
Boy, it'll roll up, won't it?
Mm-hmm. That's right. It'd take me a little break, but this will be it for me. I got to go back. I had to go back bait fishing like the third or fourth or whatever day it is. I don't even know what day it is.
I look forward to seeing you out there.
No, you do. I got a surprise. One of my good guys is fishing with me right now. All he wants to do is go fishing with you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Larry, and he's been tarpon fishing with me big time. He's got it. But he wants to go trout fishing with you bad. Your ears should have been burning. We've been laughing about you.
Man, he might want to rethink going fishing with me.
Well, they ought to go rethink going fishing with any of me and you, all of us. I guess they like it. I don't know. They like to measure.
Well, they want some punishment. We'll give it to them.
We'll give it to them. They'll have hey, one thing about it. You get in, you probably won't catch nothing because we ain't near as good as all these hot shots, but you will laugh. You will have a good time.
Oh, we'll go through the motions. Burn some gas and make some cast.
Burn some gas and make
some cast. That's look
all
down
right,
guide
I
service.
Get out of here, dude. I got to get Jason in there.
Go harass a trout today and just
like
go
to
ahead
just
and win that tournament. And then 4 or 5 pounders. They're cheap. They're on every street corner, and flounder are jumping in the boat, and redfish are swimming through your prop wash, man. You get them.
So what you're saying, there's a chance.
There's a chance. You got a chance this morning, Ace.
I got
who was that you used to call everybody Ace we used to fish with?
Back? No, all
was
of
that
us,
Bobby Williams, or I forget who it was.
It was Ace. Every sea, hey, Ace, what's up, dude?
That's it. I'm in the trees, Ace. I'm breaking up. All right, man. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about fishing with you, James, give them a number.
Fine. No matter when you call Blaine on the cell phone, he was in the trees and you can't
hear
him.
Hey, I used to call him Tarzan.
See,
he's
Blaine,
always in the trees.
Always in the trees, dude. Oh, all right, Lord. 409-771-7306.
All right, buddy. Well, James,
thanks, man.
Be safe out there. Catch them up. They're jumping in the boat, man.
I can't wait, brother. All right, see you.
All right, dog. See you, man. All right, that's Captain James Flogg down in G-Town. Getting ready to switch over from the tarpon to the trout this morning. What a life.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:34 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town and let's check in with the quiet one, Captain Sharky Marquez. He's been out of pocket the last few days. I found him this morning, though. Sharky, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
I'm playing hide and seek, I guess.
Yeah.
Heckum, miss talking to you, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, not a lot, man. Just hanging out here at the bait shop, just trying to get a good fishing report this morning. All these millions of fish jumping in everybody's boat. Got to hear about it.
Well, I tell you what, man. It has been, we got right back in from, where do we go? Gosh dang it. Costa Rica. No, Cabo San Lucas. Me and my wife ran out on a little one-year getaway, and we got right back here. And then that following morning, which I guess was yesterday morning, I hopped on the boat, you know, so hopped off the plane, unloaded, and pretty much got on the boat yesterday and fished all day yesterday. And now we're heading back out today. So, man, it is – but I'll tell you what, the fishing is crazy for us right now. It is awesome, awesome, awesome fishing. Catching a lot of redfish, man. Cajun Chris ended up at the washout area yesterday morning. Whacked a bunch of slot redfish, a bunch of bull reds. We're seeing some Spanish mackerel. We were throwing spoons towards the latter part of our trip, catching some Spanish max. Man, that water at the jetty is just so beautiful and so clear right now.
That whole beachfront, I mean, that's all you see on Facebook is pictures of the beach. Like, people have never seen it like that before. But it,
oh my
Galveston
gosh.
Does get beautiful certain times of the year, man.
It's gorgeous. I guess I'm just not, was really not expecting it to be looking like this in September, you know. But, you know, July is, but man, I'm liking it.
Sure,
but man,
are.
So yesterday. yesterday we ended up, I had a group of four. They're actually coming back out with me this afternoon. And we were catching some nice light tackle fish, had a flounder, a couple pup drums, I think a mackerel or two. And they wanted to try to tag out on their redfish. So we were fishing the jetties, and Chris had just been whacking redfish earlier that morning at the washout area. So I was thinking, no problem, easy peasy. We ended up fishing for about 2 hours and caught three of them, which was pretty good, but I needed that fourth one. And so we had about 20 minutes left in the trip, and we pulled over. There's like 100 boats sitting around the Pelican Island Bridge, you know, over there by the A&M campus.
They're all on the outside.
Man, I don't want to give away too many secrets, but they're all on the outside. We stopped on the not outside, and I tell you what, I had my deckhand throw that anchor. I was putting shad bait on the rods and reels.
Right.
And I casted the first one, and before I could get the second one out, the first one is screaming line off that reel. So I was like, oh, my gosh. So I just locked up that second one wherever it was falling, you know, in the water column. I just locked that sucker, and we're fighting the first one, and the second one starts ripping, trying to get pulled out of the rod holder. And, I mean, I don't know how many redfish we caught there in that 15 minutes, but they were flopping all over the deck, Mickey. It was insane.
That's cool.
It was, man. It got to a point where we had so many redfish. I was like, okay, we got to start, you know, de-venting these, throwing them back. Because right now, right. Game Warden pulls up, it's not going to look too good.
No.
I mean, we got to start returning some of these into the water real quick, you know, get them in and out. And,
right.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy, man. It was crazy. And one guy wanted to catch one more or something like that. And, I mean, like, Gabe's, like, halfway pulling up the anchor, and just for funsies, the guy drops a shad in there, and, I mean, it's, like, doesn't even hit the bottom, you know, and just another one on. So it's one of those crazy cool redfish bites, man. There had to have been 1,000 of them under us.
My goodness. Isn't that
it
cool?
It was nuts. They weren't boiling or nothing, you know, but they were sure as heck right up under our boat, you know.
They're swimming around under the surface. That's cool. That's when they're biting good, when they're under, not right on top. Sometimes when they're right on top,
right,
they respond is good.
Yeah, it was sweet, man. It was sweet. It was super sweet. So hopefully we'll get out there and
it's redfish month.
That's it.
It's a Rojo beatdown.
Get them arms ready.
Yes, sir.
Arms ready. Well, we're gonna try to get out there and see if we could find that bite like we had yesterday today. And, man, I hate being the guy that says, man, you should have been here yesterday. In fact, I made a vow never to say that to my customers. So I can't even tell them that. I can't even say you should have been here yesterday. We're just going to have to make the best, you know?
Well, that's good when it's good every day. You know you're going to get them when you leave the dock. I love that sense of security, being a guide. Just pull out, you know you're going to nuke them.
And then about that fourth or fifth day, you're feeling real confident. And then all of a sudden.
Then they just go on a null and void. Oh, I hate that. Going, what happened?
You're like, I thought we all had an agreement that y'all were going to be biting every hook that we put in the water today. What's happening here?
Well, that's the old saying. When you book a guide, you need to book him for 3 days, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Then there's no excuses.
I love that. Oh, my gosh, I love that. Man, amen to that, brother. Amen. The moon, the tide, the wind, the left, the right, the shrimp are too big or too small.
We got all the excuses. I mean, if you're going to do this for a living, you better know. You better know your – you better have the lingo, baby.
Yeah. That daggum social media is a love-hate for us, man, because
– I know it.
You know, we went live yesterday catching all those redfish or catching a couple of them live, and then, of course, your folks that are all excited, they're watching, and they're like, man, we're going to get on them like that. Like, man, I pray that we're going to get on them like that, but – It's you just never know, man.
No, you don't. That's fishing. That's just, it's been like back when we had trillions of them, it was like that. You know, you could you go, how can all this, these fish be in the water and you can't catch them? It just, that's part of it. That's the way it works. Now, you were out on the West Coast over there. Did do you feel any effects off that earthquake that was over there on the Pacific side?
Man, we did not get anything on the earthquake side of things, but I'll tell you what, that little tropical storm pushed through there just perfectly timed for our fishing trip. And Well, look, we ended up going. We were booked for Monday. We ended up going on Wednesday, which is right after Dagum Tropical Storm. So it was pretty rough out there. And, man, it seemed like, I tell you what, this was Jesus's way of humbling me, I guess. It seemed like every boat, because there, you know, they fly the flags of whatever they caught when they come right back from the marina. I mean, it didn't matter if it was a $5 million Hatteras or if it was a $50 bathtub, okay? Everybody was flying the daggum marlin flag, and every boat in the ocean that day caught a marlin except us.
Except your boat.
That's it. Except me. I mean, my wife went, and man, I mean,
boy,
we
how
had
did
a,
she how did she handle that rough swell?
Well, I'd be lying to you if I told you it was all
no, women don't handle that too well. We, Blog and I, pulled that with our wives in Mexico one time, and we had to drive out of the fish and get them to a calm area and let them go snorkeling to keep from throwing up. It was bad.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Our blue water trip turned into a snorkeling trip about mid-morning.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah. She probably, you know, the problem is, man, she just loves the freaking fish, and she was just real upset, you know, about the whole deal because she wanted to fish so bad, and she stuck it out there, Mickey. Man, she stuck it out there. She was bad sick, and she hung in there while we were fishing, and but it just, you know, no Marley.
She's
we did
a trooper.
Dude, I know. She's a good one. Golly. I don't know. I don't know what kind of things I did deserve that one, but I'll take it.
Yes, sir. That's what I said about mine, too. I'll take it and be glad to have it.
That's right. That's right. She's going to sit out there and get sick so I can try to catch a big fish, man. That's a good one.
Did y'all catch anything else?
Well, we hit a couple nice mahi, two mahi, and
they've been following you all year.
Yeah, I guess so, man. I guess so. I actually got that big one. I from that veterans tournament, I got it. I called our friends over at Gray's Taxidermy, and they're mounting it for us, which is really sweet. So
cool.
I actually saw a picture of it when we were in Mexico. They sent us the final approval. So I'm excited to get that sucker back and have it posted up somewhere out here at Bayside. So that'll be cool. But yeah, them mahi, I have had a good little mahi streak. Man, the good Lord's blessed us this year.
Y'all didn't jump any sails or catch any cuda or anything like that, other stuff?
Dude, two bites, two fish, and we took that mahi back, you know, and they cooked it up for us every which way at the marina. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. And but, man, I was just sitting there kind of like every boat, Mickey. I'm talking about like not 10 boats. I'm talking about like 50 boats pulling in all at the same time.
Flags, you know, flying everywhere.
Dude, 14 looked like a daggum flag parade. 14 tuna flags and 6 blue marlin flags and 15 mahi flags. I'm like, and these boats are, I'm talking about like the Pangas, everybody, dude. And I'm just like, man, I guess I needed to refill what it feels like, you know, to... You know, it kind of humbled me a little bit and kind of, re-sparked something because I'm like, man, I really, you know, this is how my customers feel when we don't, you know, we don't catch the fish that they want. And it was a good feeling for me to have because I hadn't had it. You know, I want to catch fish every day, Mickey, but I haven't had that.
We all do. And that, it, you know, and there's man, it's just so disheartening. The guides probably feel worse than the customers do when you have one of those waterfall deals like that. I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we harbor it. You know, the ones that really, this is their passion and they really care about this gig and they're not here for a paycheck. Mm-hmm. I mean, it hurts, dude. I go home and Ashley's like, hey, I cooked dinner. And I'm like, I don't even want to. I mean, I'm sick to my stomach. You know, this it sucks. So I guess it was a good humbling feeling for me to feel and kind of, you know, remotivated me a little bit, you know, and it's always good to have a little bit of a break and get away, man. And we needed it. Golly, we needed it so bad. And we've been going since we closed on Bayside, you know, and it every day.
Is that what you call your place there, Bayside?
Yes, sir. Bayside. Bayside.
I like that.
Yeah, man, we've had landscapers in the last couple of days putting white rock down, and we've been building walls and bathrooms and working on our shop downstairs, and it's just been a everyday deal, so it was nice to get away and sip on a little pina colada on the beach for a day, you know?
Well, those coladas are good over there, too.
Yeah, I know.
Too good. Something about them over there, they're way better than they are here at home.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep.
I did enjoy drinking myself one of those. Just the one, you know.
I went to Cabo one time, and it was just too rough to go fishing. But my wife had us an awesome hotel room. We were on the first floor right on the beach, and there was a little point to the left of the hotel we were staying in, and man, the surfers were having a field day there. Man, we sit out there in the mornings on our little patio and drink coffee and watch those guys surf. That was awesome. And at night, when you're laying in bed, you could feel the waves crashing on the beach. You could feel it, you know. It was cool. But, boy, that Pacific was rough when we were there. There was a storm down below us and had a big swell coming in. And all the fishing boats stayed in. Nobody was going out. It was rough.
Yeah, those waves down that way, they don't play around, man. Those things crash, and it's, I mean, dude, they'll total your boat, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That way. Golly.
But it was something different. You know, I'd always, you know, let's see, we've been to Cabo, Puerto Vallarta, you know, we're on that side, but most of the time when we went to Mexico, we always did the Caribbean, you know, on that side.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful place, man. It's full.
It is. I can't believe all the people down there want to come here. I'd stay there. I'd find a way to make a living somehow and just stay down there. It's beautiful country, man. Very beautiful.
It is, man. You can catch a marlin less than a football field off the beach, you know.
I know. Isn't that crazy? We had a room one time, it was like they messed up our reservations and everything, and they put us for the same price in like a presidential suite.
And it Come on, that's what I'm
like
talking
three
about.
Stories up, and I mean this is something that I could never afford to stay in, but they comped it to us. And
oh, man.
We had this big breezeway and patio overlooking the ocean. And we'd sit there in the evenings and having cocktails, getting ready to go to dinner. And you could see sailfish jumping out of the water out in the ocean. It was cool.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's living the dream right there, brother.
Yeah, that was... Back in the day, I don't even like going anywhere now. We've been so many places, you know, back in our younger years. I like being at home, my own environment.
Yeah. There ain't nothing wrong with that, man. It's fun to leave, but, man, it's nice coming back home.
It is. Running them old nasty trout and redfish, man.
Chasing them down, baby, like a nighthawk.
Y'all got y'all full up today? All your boats going out today?
Yes, sir. We are full. We are, it must be Saturday. I get, Saturday. So.
It is Saturday.
It is. Look at
Matter
me go.
Matter of fact. Yeah. How
Come
about
on
that?
It. Yes, sir. We got double trips today. All the boats got going out twice, and so we're going to get out there. Everybody looks pretty this morning. We're rocking the new gear. We had yesterday we just released 5 new designs on Monster Fishing, so everybody's decked out looking all pretty this morning in our new Monster gear. So we're ready to go catch some Monster fish now. Got the gear, now we got to get the fish.
Yeah, well, that's... Now, how do you do, y'all do those doubles like that? What y'all go out in the mornings and run, what do you do, like a 4 or 5 hour trip and then come in and recoup or what? And then take out the afternoon?
So we get about an hour in between trips, and that's typically enough to fillet fish, go grab some shrimp, and by that time your customers are sitting here for your afternoon.
I got
you. And we'll run a 6 and a 4. Or a 4 and a 6, you know, vice versa.
Right.
Some special occasions we'll do 2 6s. But you got to think, I mean, that's 2 hours prior to the trip getting ready and 2 hours post-trip. So, you know, even though it's 12 hours on the water, you're talking about that's a 16-hour-plus day, you know. So
exactly.
Those are tough. The double 6 hours are tough. Especially because you got an hour in between that you're also, you know, still kind of working and rocking and rolling. So
getting things ready for the next 6 hour. Yep.
That's right. That's right. So we live off of, maybe I shouldn't say that. I was going to say energy drinks and you know, our passion, but maybe less on the energy drinks and more on the passion. We'll stick with that. We'll stick with that. But we do, we go through our fair share of energy drinks. It's not a good thing, Mickey. I'm trying to quit. So, you know,
I can't drink those things. I tried drinking one of those little bottles of some kind of, I don't know, 12-hour energy or whatever it was.
5 hours.
Or 5 hour or whatever it was. It might as well have been 12. It's when we were all up at the studio for 2 days calling in the hurricane when Ike come ashore, and oh man, what a nightmare. I drank one of those and I didn't like the feeling I got off of that stuff. I said, no, that's not for me. Just give me a good old cup of coffee or a Dr. Pepper or something. I'll live with that. I can make it. I was tap dancing. I said, man, this stuff's nasty.
I was tap dancing.
Yeah. It was
nasty.
Well,
I would have paid money to sit there and watch it drink.
Oh, no, man, the whole, you know, we're up on the 19th floor and that whole building's just swaying back and forth. You go into the restrooms during a break and water sloshing out of the toilets. I'm going, man, that's pretty sporty out there.
Yeah, that's a bad gig right there.
And we were on the good side of it, man. Everybody called hell on the east side, you know,
when that thing came through
the jetties. Ike was a grizzly bear. That was a bad storm. That was pretty bad.
I can't believe y'all stayed here for all that.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
No guts, no glory, baby.
That's it. That's how I feel every day going fishing in hurricanes out here. It's like, golly.
I'm telling you.
Well, 30-mile-an-hour days, baby. We going.
You know, I wish our good friends over in Florida the best of luck. They're going to get their chance at one. With this Ian coming up through the Caribbean, is going to turn into a major storm, they say, major hurricane across Cuba and going in there to Florida.
Boy,
probably around Fort Myers area or somewhere. We'll see.
They're saying category, I mean, 3 at
Well, they were saying 4 the other day, and now they've toned it down to 2 or 3. It depends on how much Cuba tears it up, too, when it crosses, you know, Cuba before it gets to Florida. We'll see. I know they're preparing. There's with this front coming in Monday, it's going to steer it right over there.
Yeah,
which is
buddy,
a blessing for us, but bad luck for them.
Man, that's a tough situation, right? You're like,
yeah,
thank God it didn't. But you feel so bad for everybody who's going to be affected by that thing, man.
Well, that could be us right now. Everybody be in hurricane mode, you know, battening down the hatches and getting boats out of the water and preparing for it. That's you talk about a nightmare. Not good.
Not good, my friend.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you get to work, Sharky. I know y'all got to be blasting out here pretty quick. And if somebody wants to call y'all about coming down and hooking up, getting offshore, inshore, whatever y'all do, and what's good at the time, how they get a hold of you.
Come on with it, man. Hop on our website, outcastfishingwithnog.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there online. And like I said earlier, man, we just dropped 5 new shirts on Monsta Fishing, MonstaFishin.com. Check them out. They are sweet. You'll be seeing a lot more posts of some of the new stuff on our social media if you follow us. But, man, have a blessed weekend, everybody. Be safe, and God bless those in Florida.
We're going to do it, man. Y'all be safe out there and catch them up, man.
All right, brother. Sounds great, man.
Thank you, Sharky. We'll have a good weekend, buddy. Glad you made it back in one piece.
Thank you, brother. I'll talk to you Thursday, bud.
All right. See you. All right. That's Michael Marquez down in G-Town, old Sharky. And it's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem and all that. We'll be right back after these messages.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.